by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of April, 2007. It's believed to be the birthday of William Shakespeare, born 1564, Stratford-upon-Avon, England. Left behind no personal papers, no letters, no diaries, not even any manuscripts, so his life is pretty much a mystery. It's believed that he grew up Catholic in England after decades of religious civil war between Catholics and Protestants. We know that his mother came from a Catholic family, that he may have taken a job as a tutor for two wealthy Catholic families in Lancashire, and that he may have met a famous Catholic dissenter named Edmund Campion, who was eventually caught and executed. It was believed that Shakespeare returned to his home in 1582. It was around that time he was forced into a marriage with Anne Hathaway, whom he had gotten pregnant. Apparently not a happy marriage. 5 years later, Shakespeare left his family, went to live in London by himself, began his life as an actor and a playwright. First made his name as a writer of comedies, The Comedy of Errors, The Taming of the Shrew. Within a few years, he was among the most popular writers in England, made a number of enemies who accused him of writing plays that were not original. In fact, most of his plays were based on historical events or old stories. What made them great was his extraordinary language. He used one of the largest vocabularies of any English writer at the time, almost 30,000 words. He was still living in a series of small rented rooms around London when, in 1596, he learned that his son Hamnet had died, and it had a huge effect on him. He began writing his first great revenge tragedy, Hamlet, which came to the stage around 1600. Scholars believe that Shakespeare chose to play the role of the ghost himself, and went on then to write, in just 2 years, Othello, King Lear, and Macbeth. He wrote The Tempest, and then retired, and then came back to write Henry VIII. And today is the birthday of the novelist Vladimir Nabokov, born in St. Petersburg, Russia, 1899. Grew up in a well-to-do family. He learned to read and write English before he could speak Russian. Family also spoke French at home. Had a happy childhood, and then the family fled after the Bolshevik Revolution, and Nabokov never saw Russia again. He was a popular novelist in Europe among Russian expatriates, and then in 1940 sailed to America with his family. Arrived in New York, poor, almost unknown, got jobs teaching at universities, Cornell University, where he had his students memorize a map of James Joyce's Dublin, a diagram of Anna Karenina's railway carriage, and then decided to switch to writing in English. He wrote a poem about giving up the Russian language, Just Here We Part, Softest of Tongues, My True One, All My Own, and I am left to grope for heart and art and start anew with clumsy tools of stone. In the summer of 1951, he began to write a novel, which his friends warned him against, saying it would be a scandal. It was a scandal, but when it was published in 1958, it earned Nabokov enough money to give up teaching and retire to Switzerland, and that was his novel, Lolita. Here's a poem for today by Penelope Barnes Thompson, entitled After the Rain. I look out on my patio after a soft rain. The birds won't stop singing. The geraniums are an impossible pink. I want to swallow them whole. Every flower has a shine, like a woman who has just been loved. Her body glistens, she struts when she walks, has time to be generous, to spread that glow around a little. After the Rain, poem by Penelope Barnes Thompson. From her collection Deconstructing the Nest and Other Poems, published by Shoreline Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.